What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron, go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get every episode for free, right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday. Pete Callender here, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. 704-570-1110, 1-800-WBT-1110. I am aware that apparently the stream of the show yesterday was down. And apparently yesterday's podcasts have not been loaded up. They're not populating into the podcast feed. So if you guys could, Tommy, John, you guys. Oh, I just realized.
Are you throw me under the bus for this?
No, if you guys could just check into it for me. Just,
yeah, I'll look into
just
it.
Just look into why there was no podcast posted.
Found the answer.
But I just realized, share. Tommy, John. Did you guys realize?
No, we didn't. Yeah. Look at us go.
Yeah, you're like a Hall of Famer baseball pitcher.
Let's go do some surgery.
Yeah, and surgeries. That's right. No, there was no program yesterday. We did not do a show yesterday because we had the UNC Tar Heels playing on the WBT airwaves, and as such, we had no program, and I believe there's some sort of contractual prohibition against us feeding that down, I guess, on the live stream, I guess. I don't know. That's why there was no live stream feed of the on-air signal where you would even know. It just was popping up as like, hey, there's no feed. And people were messaging me, hey, there's no feed. And I think it has licensing rights. It has to do with the licensing rights or something like that. I do not, like, that to me, like, that's below the line for me. I don't need to know that kind of, it's actually above the line. it's above my pay grade. I don't know all of the ins and outs of it, but that's the way that happened. And so, no, there was no show. So, no, there's no podcast. So all that means is we're going to have to jam 2 days worth of content into this one day. All right? So here we go. Fanny, so the judge, I know there's a joke here someplace. I'm trying to think of it about, you know, splitting the baby, splitting the fanny, but I can't make it happen.
Winterbull said split the baby in half in his conversation.
That's what they're saying, split the baby. It's a common thing in the legal field, like when the judge is trying to, you know, with Solomon, right, split the baby. No, don't kill the baby. And that's the real mother. Anyway, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is going to be allowed to continue prosecuting the Georgia election fraud case against former President Donald Trump and more than a dozen other co-defendants, if she cuts ties with the special prosecutor, a.k.a. her former lover, whom she hired to lead it. This is according to the Superior Court judge in Fulton County, Scott McAfee. Love his protection software. Anyway, in order to cure an appearance of impropriety... So it's the appearance. I mean, I'm not saying this is impropriety in and of itself. I'm just saying it's got the look of it. You know, it appears improper. So McAfee told Fanny, you got two options. Either Wade withdraws or you and your whole office steps aside. So either Wade runs the show himself or your office, you and your office run the show. Now, I would be really surprised if this woman bows out of the spotlight. So, I mean, she's not even shtupping the guy anymore. So why even? You're not even getting any of the trips, you know? No more cruises for Fanny. So the rule is a blow to the defense, who had called for both Willis and Wade to be dismissed from the case. In the 23-page ruling, McAfee found that defense lawyers failed to meet their burden of proving that Willis acquired an actual conflict of interest in the case through her relationship and her travels with Nathan Wade. However, the judge wrote, The established record now highlights a significant appearance of impropriety. There's just a lot of smoke, a lot of impropriety smoke all around. Can't really make out if there's a fire. He says it infects the current structure of the prosecution team. McAfee wrote that, quote, an odor of mendacity remains. So we got odors. We got smoke. But no fire and no poo, I guess. At one point in his ruling, he even chided Fannie for, quote, making bad choices and for a, quote, tremendous lapse in judgment and, quote, unprofessional manner of her testimony. The unprofessional manner of her testimony, which we carried. Remember, we played the audio of the of that testimony. And, like, I've not seen a more condescending, arrogant, obnoxious witness ever on the stand than Fannie Willis. He also wrote that Wade, through his inaccurate filings in his pending divorce, quote, indicates a willingness on his part to wrongly conceal his relationship with the district attorney. No, really? So I guess as a lawyer in Fulton County, you can, in fact, file incorrect filings with the court, inaccurate filings with the court. You can do that in Atlanta. I'm sure this is going to be news to a lot of the lawyers in Atlanta who are now going to be able to just submit all sorts of filings that are inaccurate. I mean, who really cares, right? It's just not my standard. Defense lawyers also said it was disqualifying for Willis to give a mid-January speech at Atlanta's Big Bethel AME church, during which she accused the defense attorneys of, quote, playing the race card, because both she and Nathan Wade are black. Defense lawyers argued that the obvious intent of that speech was to inject and infect the Fulton County jury pool. I guess inject race and infect the jury pool. Right. Which, you know, by the way, I got to believe that your appeal, if you lose, is going to cite heavily the speech at the church. Right. Her sermon, Fannie's sermon. McAfee, the judge, held 3 days of hearings over the motion last month. Both Willis and Wade testified that although they had known each other, but not in the biblical sense, they had known each other since late 2019, their romance did not begin until early 2022, after Willis had already hired Wade to serve as special prosecutor. Defense lawyers accused them of lying about that on the stand and in court filings, contending that the relationship likely started years earlier. And by the way, this was based on the information of two friends of Fannie and Nathan, right? Willis and Wade had two people close to them, both of whom said that the relationship had begun years prior. And the judge apparently just chose to ignore their testimony. Well, one of their testimony, because the other one was the former law partner and lawyer for Nathan Wade, who then when he got on the stand, remember, he could not recall anything that he ever said ever related to anything regarding Willis or Wade. He just, it's the most forgetful lawyer I have ever seen. Like, I would not use his services because he apparently, although actually he might be the perfect lawyer because, you know, like the guy will get up there on the stand and like he'll take bullets for you, looks like. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. The judge wrote that the cash reimbursement practice with her stash of cash, it may be unusual, he said, and the lack of any documentary corroboration understandably raises concern, but he concluded it was not so incredible as to be inherently unbelievable. Not so incredible as to be inherently unbelievable, really. So the judge is like, yeah, I mean, I guess I could believe that. Okay. Hey, Judge, I have a bridge that I would like to sell you. All right, well, just as I predicted, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in North Carolina. The wait is over. Now you can legally bet on all of your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in the state with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR. DraftKings has tons of the best features like parlays for multiple games, player props that focus on individual players and their performance within a specific game, social betting groups where you can share your bets with your friends in real time, and just in time for college basketball conference tournaments now underway. And as always, fast and easy payouts, and I have a special promo for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the code word Pete, and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Pete. The crown is yours, but this is a limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Oh, and deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms are at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. And NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license. The email is Pete@thepetecallinershow.com. And on Twitter, it is @PeteKaliner. That's K-A-L-I-N-E-R. A message here from Andy who says, so apparently the judge in Atlanta did not spank Fanny. Boom goes the dynamite. All right. I always got to read Dan's first, make sure it's suitable for air. Pete, is the odor of mendacity the same thing as this place smells like Fanny? Kind of, I think. Yeah, maybe. Back to this piece. By the way, this is from Ryan Mills, I believe. Yeah, Ryan Mills at National Review. Going over this judge's ruling, McAfee is the judge in the attempt to get Willis and Nathan Wade tossed off the case. The judge wrote that neither Willis's payments to Nathan Wade to lead the prosecution nor their romantic relationship is problematic on its own, but in combination. It's sort of like, chocolate and peanut butter. Two great tastes that taste great together. You know, it's like you put these two things together and now it is a, quote, prima facie argument, or facia, facie, anyway, on its face, argument arises of financial enrichment and improper motivations, which inevitably and unsurprisingly invites a motion such as this. However, the judge found there was no evidence that Wade was overpaid for serving as special prosecutor, that he exceeded monthly caps on his hours, or that Willis and Wade tried to prolong the case in order to enrich themselves. There was no evidence of that. And also of note, last week, this same judge struck down 6 counts in the indictment against Trump and several other of his co-defendants in the case. Those counts involved the alleged solicitation of Georgia election officials to violate their oaths of office and to unlawfully appoint pro-Trump presidential electors, saying that they lacked sufficient detail and that they did not give the defendants enough information to prepare their defenses intelligently. That was what the judge had ruled last week in eliminating a bunch of the charges. Okay, so there is the update on Fanny and Wade. Next up, Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, not going to testify publicly before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. This was scheduled for next week. His lawyer told the GOP chairman in a letter this week that Hunter Biden is going to treat the committee basically the same way that he treated that illegitimate daughter of his. I'm just kidding. No, he's just going to be. No, he's not going to show up. That's all I meant. He's not going to be there. He's not going to show up. He's going to. Okay. Representative James Comer of Kentucky, head of the Oversight Committee, Republican, announced last week that he had invited Hunter Biden and several former business associates to answer questions at the hearing set for March 20th. But Abby Lowell, Hunter Biden's lawyer, told James Comer that neither he nor the president's son can attend because, in part, because they've got a court hearing in California. So they're going to be tied up in another court proceeding. So they totally won't be able to come to your thing. But that's just one of the reasons. They have another reason. They have another reason. And they have a demand.
All right. Do the current world events have you wondering whether we are teetering on the edge of catastrophe? Are you concerned it's going to reach our shores? Okay. So what are you doing about your concerns? Let me help. Carolina Readiness Supply at CarolinaReadiness.com. Whether you're looking to expand your emergency preparedness supplies or you have no idea where to even begin, Carolina Readiness Supply can help you. Food, water purifiers, tools, first aid kits, instructional materials, camping and hiking supplies even, because being prepared is just smart. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies and educational materials that you'll need for any kind of emergency. In Waynesville and always at CarolinaReadiness.com, veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out?
So Hunter Biden, through his lawyer, Abby Lowell, says he will not appear in front of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, mainly because he's got another court hearing out in California. But there's another reason. He's got another reason and a demand. Quote, "The scheduling conflict is the least of the issues." This is according to the attorney in a letter to the chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He says, "Your blatant planned for media event is not a proper proceeding, but an obvious attempt to throw a Hail Mary pass after the game has ended." So, you know me, I don't quibble over the metaphors so much. Okay, actually, I do. I do. Okay. How can you be throwing a Hail Mary pass after the game has ended? Is it like you snap the ball before the clock runs out and then the clock runs out while you're scrambling around to throw the Hail Mary pass? Because then I would think you would say you're throwing the Hail Mary pass after time expired, not after the game ended. Because if the game ends, then the game's over, right? You can't be throwing the pass unless, of course, you snapped it, which means the play... Okay, never mind. I'm in the weeds here. Anyway, he called the scheduled hearing a carnival sideshow, just to fully mix the metaphor. And he says Hunter Biden would consider an invitation to a hearing with, here's the demand, relatives of former President Donald Trump, who have engaged in their own work overseas after Trump left office. So there are the goalposts getting moved right there for you, just to bring it back to the bring it back to the sports analogy. Right. So now he says he's not interested in showing up. Remember, Hunter Biden appeared in front of the committee when they were getting ready to start up some of the proceedings, and he shows up and he sits down in the gallery, and the lawyers are like, "Oh, he's totally here to testify. You know, he wants to be on the record in front of the public and tell his story and blah, blah, blah." And then he gets up and walks out. Remember that? Of course, that was the second stunt he pulled, because the first stunt was when they had sent in the subpoena to him and wanted to depose him. And he shows up at the Capitol and does a press conference from the steps of the Capitol. And he says he's not going to go to the closed door deposition because he's demanding it be in open. He wants it out in the open. He wants to appear publicly before the committee so they can't leak stuff that he says in a deposition. He wants everybody to hear it in his own words. And then he agrees to the deposition. But after he pulls the stunt where he shows up at the hearing for somebody else, he shows up there. Was it Tony Bobulinski? No, who was it? It was the IRS guys? I forget. But somebody else was appearing before the committee, and he shows up with his lawyers, and they sit in the front row. And then they get up and storm out when Marjorie Taylor Greene starts like showing the nudes from the laptop or something. So he calls the scheduled hearing a sideshow, carnival sideshow. Comer says, quote, "Hunter Biden for months has stated he wanted a public hearing." This is from the CBS News. He says, Melissa Quinn at CBS News Says Hunter Biden testified behind closed doors before members of two House panels in a deposition last month. The seven-hour session where Biden reiterated that his father was not involved in his foreign business dealings. Hunter Biden initially defied a subpoena for his closed-door testimony and insisted on answering questions in a public hearing setting. GOP lawmakers have spent more than a year investigating the president and his son's foreign work, but have not uncovered evidence of wrongdoing by the elder Biden. Oh, God. This is so much. This is so like the Hillary Clinton email server thing, you know, where they're like, oh, but her emails. And they always say the smoking gun is not the emails because she deleted them all. The smoking gun is the server. She set up a server so she could delete permanently any record she wanted, any email she wanted, which is precisely what she did. And she wants us to believe that 30,000 emails were only about her yoga schedule and her daughter's wedding seating chart, right? Garbage. Garbage excuse, complete BS, and you can't prove anything because she wiped it, like with a cloth, you know? Yeah, she, and bleach bit and hammers to the cell phones and all of that, right? So this idea that, oh, there's no evidence of wrongdoing by the elder Joe Biden. The whole point is the relationship, right? They keep demanding there to be like some sort of a big check written like to Joe Biden, you know, from China, memo line for bribery, you know. You're not going to find that. That's not how these things happen. This is an influence peddling operation. They're selling access. But also, more importantly, whether or not they can provide the access or not, they're being compromised. That's the problem. They're being compromised through a family member. And this stuff happens all the time. Hello, look at James O'Keefe. Like that guy with a Tinder account and a pair of glasses, like he's hooking up with all of these government employees that go out on dates with the guy. They're gay men that he catfishes, and he gets them. And if I said this on Twitter the other day, if James O'Keefe is this successful catfishing these dudes in the federal government and getting them to spill all their secrets, what do you think Russia and China are doing? I mean, do you think they might have a little bit more of a sophisticated and well-funded operation going against our intelligence officers and such? My goodness. The House voted last year to formalize an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, though, according to CBS News, the effort has largely stalled. Which is weird, because I'm literally reading an article in the CBS News website here that has all of the details about the latest in the impeachment inquiry. How has it largely stalled when they have an upcoming hearing with members of Hunter Biden's business team, like all of his partners and stuff? They're bringing them before the committee. They're going to have an open hearing with these guys. How is this largely stalled? No relation to Leslie Stalled. Pete Callender here. Thanks a lot for hanging out. I appreciate it on this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Looking forward to it. Along the lines of the last story we were going over with the Hunter Biden non-appearance in front of the House committee, he said he can't be there because he's got to be in court out in California. Well, special counsel David Weiss has filed a blistering opposition to the motion to dismiss by Hunter Biden in California that cites Hunter Biden's own book and his conflicting statements as creating, quote, nothing more than a house of cards. Jonathan Turley, writing at his website, jonathanturley.org, not .com, although I think he could probably buy it, but it's like probably thousands and thousands of dollars. I think he's got a squatter on his website, on his name. Weiss's filing bulldozes through arguments of selective prosecution. You'll remember, right, that Hunter Biden was saying that he's only being prosecuted because his dad is the president. You guys are only coming after me because I'm so famous and you're trying to get my dad. Right? That's the, like, now, on the one hand, it's a ridiculous argument. But on the other hand, he does kind of have a point, right? That the only reason that he's facing all of these charges is because of his dad and him selling access to him. Like that's, I know, if his dad was a nobody, right, he would never have been able to do any of this stuff. So I guess to some degree, it is true. The filing from Special Counsel David Weiss plows through the arguments of selective prosecution and political influence in the case. He specifically notes that Hunter Biden repeatedly makes statements without any proof or support in his filings. The filing begins by outright accusing Hunter Biden and his lawyer of lying to the court about what happened after the whole plea agreement fell apart. That was in Delaware, right? When they offered him the sweetheart deal, and the judge asked, hey, what's with this like really sweeping immunity that you're giving Hunter Biden for like any future crime, any future uncovered crime, whatever? Like, he's got like a get out of jail free card for the rest of his life. What's up with that? And then the whole thing fell apart. David Weiss said that it was Hunter Biden's legal team that inexplicably shut down negotiations by playing hardball in seeking to preserve the original agreement, right? They tried to pressure Weiss and it didn't work. In his motion, this is what David Weiss says. In his motion, in multiple places, the defendant falsely states that the DOJ inexplicably demanded Mr. Biden plead guilty to felonies with jail time. But he cites nothing in support of his false claims, which is a consistent theme across his motions. His newly invented claim in this motion that the government inexplicably demanded that he plead guilty with and do jail time is false. It is unsupported by evidence and belied by his own letter and representations in his filings in the Delaware case. So what is Weiss acknowledging here? What is he admitting to? Hunter Biden is claiming that the DOJ demanded he plead guilty to felonies and serve jail time. And Weiss is saying, no, we didn't. Which is, like, that doesn't make you look any better, David. What are you saying? So, in other words, the U.S. attorney or the special counsel here, David Weiss, they're still not demanding jail time for Hunter Biden for his gun charge, his IRS charges. Like, it's amazing. Weiss notes that Biden repeatedly misrepresents facts or claims authority that does not exist. He notes that Biden does not cite any cases of anybody in a similar situation who was not prosecuted. Right? So, like, if you're going to say that you're being selectively prosecuted, well, show us some examples of other people that had the same thing happening to them or they were charged with the same stuff and then they didn't get prosecuted. Show us some of those. And he doesn't. So an anonymous account that is forcefully denied is not evidence that can satisfy the defendant's burden of producing clear evidence of discriminatory intent. Right? You can't claim that you're getting this onerous special treatment and then provide no example of anybody else that did the same thing and got off, right? The filing, according to Turley, annihilates the public claims of Hunter and his allies. It is the difference between making a case in the court of public opinion and making a case in an actual court of law.
All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.